Welcome to the Less Glove, More Fist podcast.
With me, Coach Bronson.
And me, Coach Nat.
Where we peel back the curtains and reveal the truth behind hot topics in health and fitness.
This is Keto Fit Life.
Unfiltered.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Bronson. Welcome to the Less Glove, More Fist podcast with me and...
Coach Nat.
And today we're going to be getting into a fun topic that is not necessarily health and related. Health and fitness related.
I think you're
thinking. Been a heck of a day for this episode because
we had some technical difficulties.
Some technical difficulties earlier when we recorded this initially.
While we were also live.
While we were live on Instagram. So I was able to recover some of the audio from the Instagram recording, but not the intro of what this whole thing is about. So instead of jumping right into 5 or 6 minutes into the podcast recording, we figured we'd reintroduce the episode and what it's all about. So what is this episode all about?
It's about us.
It's about us. We are coming up on 1 year that we've been...
We just hit one year.
A couple. Yeah, coming. Not even coming up. Today is 1 year, right?
I guess we could say today, yesterday.
Tomorrow. This weekend. A year ago, we met, and we're going to talk about, in this episode, we're going to talk about how we met, the things that have changed in the year, the struggles, the challenges, the successes, the wins, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So stay tuned for some really good information. Coach Nat gets really vulnerable.
Coach Bronson gets really vulnerable. I think you get to see a side of him that you all don't get to see as often as I do.
So it should be good. Hope you have a good time. Have fun.
Here we go.
Maybe moved a little fast in the eyes of traditional, the norms.
Traditional?
Traditional norms. As we spoke on our last episode about going outside the norm and not being afraid to be different. I would
definitely
say
different.
Everything about us is different.
Different is how we live our lives.
Even we are very different than we were before we met each other in many ways.
Why do you say that?
Individually, I think that it's opened us up in new ways, and we've grown a lot in the last year that we...
You want to get specific?
Sure.
Okay, well, speak for yourself first, then I'll go.
Oh, we're diving right in?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to tell the story.
You want to tell the story first, and then we can tell about how things have changed.
We've gotten to see... As we've gotten to know each other, we've opened up to each other in ways that have opened us up to understanding ourselves in deeper ways.
Right.
I think the main thing about this episode, and hey, for anybody tuning in on Instagram, you missed the intro. This is an episode of our podcast, Less Glove, More Fist.
Yeah.
If you're not yet following our podcast, we have an Instagram page at Less Glove, More Fist. And not the Instagram page.
Oh, the Instagram page. Well, it is. It's the website, too.
And the website.
And the website. Everything is Less Glove, More Fist.
All the platforms you find your podcasts on. So you can follow us there. Follow us on our individual Instagrams. And we are telling the story about how we met and how our lives have intermingled and changed. In the last 12 months.
I'm still in shock.
Celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
So
welcome
on Instagram. Like Coach Nat just said, this is our 1 year anniversary, and we're telling our story about all of the wonderful things that have happened over the past 12 months. It's been crazy.
And what it's been like.
I think of the stress, most of it's been good because it's been stress from growth. Not stress from conflict.
There's a lesson. Right? There's a difference in the type of stress in your life and how that impacts you negatively or positively.
Yeah.
100%. So I would 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah. So let's start from your side, your perspective of the story.
Of the story.
How did we meet, Coach Nat? How did you seduce me into this?
Seductress. Those who have ever heard me talk about this before, my girlfriends probably, I manifested this man into my life. That is how it happened. He materialized before my eyes.
And I completely stumbled into this.
So, okay. So we met in Vegas. For those who don't know, we were both at the Keto Expo Las Vegas. Shout out to Keto Expo. Shout out to Robbie. We can give them a lot of credit for.
Well, there's actually two specific people that need credit.
Yes. Yes, indeed. My girl, Jessie, who runs a keto food company, Keto...
Nutola
is the name of the product. Jessie and I were going to share a booth, a vendor booth, at the event. We convinced Robbie Cherry to let us do that. And Jessie decided not to go about maybe 2 weeks before the event and offered me the booth. And this was a major step and a major risk for me to take in my business at the time. I did not have any printed marketing materials. I did not have a brand around Keto Bikini. It was, I had an LLC. I had been working as a coach, doing different things and launching different things, but I did not have a full-fledged Keto Bikini brand yet. And so it literally materialized 2 weeks before the event. She just handed me this opportunity that I couldn't pass up, that I would not have been able to do in my business because I didn't have the kind of capital to go set up as a vendor at KetoCon or these larger keto events that had been more established. So Keto Expo Las Vegas was their first inaugural event post-pandemic. They were the first ones to really have an event in person again after everything shut down. So it was a major, major step. And my sister was actually in the hospital at the time with COVID. So it was I had a lot of reservations about going out to Vegas and I almost didn't go. And then when Jessie shared, that she wasn't going to go and offered me the space, y'all know, I believe in spirit and energy in, the universe, in God. Opportunities materializing. I believe in manifestation. I believe in law of attraction. And I've been doing a lot of inner work over the previous year. And it just felt like something that I could not say no to. This was an opportunity being opened, a window being opened. So I took a big risk. I booked the flight. I confirmed the booth. I got a bunch of materials prepared and printed to set up a booth. And said, okay, you know what? Even if nothing comes from this, I'm going to go take a risk and meet people and network and just go out into the space. And I may not even ever get a client from it. I didn't get a client from it. But I found my life partner, my person. So who knew that that was the whole plan of the universe and God had a plan for me. Yeah. And I believe this man is the reason I was meant to be in Vegas.
So she went not really planning on, like, it was something that happened you hadn't intended. Your intention was not to, this wasn't in your plan.
Certainly not right. To meet someone, no.
Right, but even going to the event, it wasn't necessarily in your plan.
So. No, a month prior, it was not.
Right, and same for me. I had been interested in going, but with my schedule and money, and there's just all of the things going on at the time in my life personally, it just, I didn't think it was going to be in the cards. And then Judith for the
show. Oh, we got to get Judith a shout out.
I don't know if I just put something out there saying, is anybody going? I don't know how she found out that I needed a ticket, but her husband wasn't going to, they had gotten tickets. He wasn't going to go. So she said, hey, here's a ticket. I'm going to bless you with a ticket. I said, okay, well, I have a ticket. I can't not go now. So I've been this last year, towards the end of last year and then this year, my goal has been to speak at more events. I was really making a concerted effort to get more networking, meet more people, make more connections so I can get into more events. So not being a speaker at that event, my only goal was to go and meet people, try to expand my network, meet more people in the space, get to know. You know, it was my first opportunity to meet Dr. Lowry, Ben Azadi. Like, there was a ton of people.
Oh, my gosh, what a great group of people.
That was the first time for me to actually meet them. So that was my intention. And then I got there. Was it Friday that the thing started?
Friday was the first day.
Friday was the first day it started. And I'm walking around meeting everybody. And then I see this booth, because it was the booth I was looking at. I see this booth, and it's got a keto bikini, and there's a TV with this...
At a monitor this, with my stage video.
With her stage video. There's this chick walking around in a bikini up on stage. I'm like, okay, something about... Like, I'm thinking all of the conferences I've ever been to, I've never seen anything like this before. And my initial thought was, this doesn't make sense.
She's not in the right
place. She's not in the right place. But at the same time, I was kind of like, I understand where she's at. She's in a fitness space. I know bodybuilders. I work with bodybuilders. Like, I have enough of a connection to that world that I kind of knew where you were at. But I also was like, okay, how can I help her fit into this crowd? So my initial, this is 100%, my initial thought when I saw your booth was, I feel like she might need some help in understanding where she's at, because I don't know if she knows where she's
may
at.
May not be her target market.
And so I went over to talk to you. And here's where things got flipped. The first thing I talked to you about, if you remember, was, you know, what are you doing? What's your story? Just asking questions in general about what your message is and what you're doing. And then being a ketogenic bodybuilder, my questions were, do you know Luis Villasenor? Yeah. Do you know Rob Goodwin? Do you know?
Yeah,
like,
all, yeah.
You're like, yep. Oh, I'm a keto gauge coach. Oh, I'm a primal coach. Oh, I'm like,
oh shit.
I'm like, okay. Wait a minute. There's a wavelength starting to connect here. Hold on a minute. And then that just kind of.
It's a call.
And then from there, it was the tight jeans and high heels. So after that, I just forget. I forget the rest of the weekend, pretty much, after that point. But initially, I was trying to be helpful.
Well, and I have to say, what really attracted me to him, I'm actually going to say it, because this is our podcast, we don't hold back. It was BDE, if y'all know what that is, if y'all know what that means. If you know, you know, hashtag, like, I don't need to explain it. The man had BDE. I think what I said to you actually was, you know how to work a room. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, it was just the way he was networking for himself. But also, y'all, this is huge. Look, I'm about to be 40. I've been single the majority of my adult life. I had one long-term relationship for 3 years, lived with someone for two. But aside from that, I've been single. So we're talking, you know, 10, 15
pause
years.
For 1 second. 10, 15 years. Pause.
What are we pausing?
We got to pause.
Something happened. I'm
talking 20 years.
Okay, we're back. We're recording.
Okay.
Let's see what you got here.
We all good?
That is so much better. Say something again.
I'm going to try to speak a little louder. Can you hear me?
That's so much. I'm actually reading you on the screen.
All right. Okay. Woo-hoo. Hopefully we got the first half of that. But if not, we'll just cut to the...
Well, I can pull it off of here, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Pull the audio. Okay. We'll get it.
We'll figure it out.
All right. So we had to interrupt the podcast for a second. So hopefully I can find a way to edit this together so it doesn't sound crazy. But you were talking about...
Being single for 20 years. When I think about it, I guess 20 minus... 3 years in a relationship, so 17 years,
yeah.
You know, of adult life and my entire life really being single and dating. And I brought that up because a lot of my ladies who are single in today's world will feel me on this. A lot of what you experience is today is men looking at what you can do for them. It's all about what you as a woman can do for them. What are you bringing to the table? We hear a lot of this on TikTok these days, a lot of complaints. But from the moment we met, Bronson wanted to connect me with who he knew he wanted. It was like I felt this energy of there is this man who believes in what I'm doing, who believes I have value to give to this world, which happens to be in the area of my greatest passion and purpose in the world. Sees that and then wants to do something to help me accomplish that because he believes in what I'm trying to do. And so
I felt a kindred spirit.
The moment we met,
It was like there was a connection there. Like we're trying to do similar things right off the bat. Like
right off the bat, our mission in this life is the same, and it was immediately. It was like, well, have you met Chris and Miriam with Keto Chow? Have you met? He was just like, who can I introduce you to? Have you connected with these people? And he's just like bringing me around to everybody and making connections. And
she's like, who is this motherfucker? What?
And I've always been impressed by him and how he does what he does in his business. I've always said to you, your speed of implementation is unmatched. I've never seen anybody just get an idea, make a connection, and move on it, implement it as quickly as you do. And not letting all the thoughts. And so the coolest thing is now that we have not only been partners in life, but in business as well, and doing some things together in business.
Like this.
I notice how we have different strengths and different weaknesses. And so we're able to really bridge the gap on the weaknesses and strengthen one another. It's just beautiful how it connects.
Yeah.
So I was not taking a lot of action in my business when we met. I still struggle with the overanalysis, the paralysis. Yeah. The analysis paralysis. And he will run straight into something. So now he can come to me and run things by me before he just throws things out in the world.
Right.
And I can get his thoughts and he'll be like, go do it right now.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody who, I think we do complement each other very well. It's funny, we've talked often about how we're both building our businesses simultaneously, but we're doing it completely differently.
Yeah.
You know, we have some of the same challenges. We have similar conversations about how we're doing things and what we're doing, but the things that I'm doing are the almost the exact opposite of the way you're building
right.
your business.
Yep.
Right? Which I don't know if we want to get into that. But having somebody that I can go to help me, I don't even know if prioritize is the right word, but help me put things in the right place so that I'm not doing things out of order mm-hmm. or that I'm not putting something in front that should be behind and trying to focus my area in the wrong place. On the wrong thing. If I have an idea of something, hey, this is a great idea, let's do this. Hold on a second.
Have you considered
Have you
this?
Thought about this or that? It's like, oh yeah, okay, let me go back and think about that one again. Or even in my content. There's a lot of times where I'll write something up and be like, hey, could you take a look at that? And she'll be like,
I'm like, that went over my head.
You need to bring that.
So I know that's going to go over their head.
bring that down, do that a different way, approach it a different direction, something. So having that is really good because I do tend to, I mean, it's my training. It's just the way that I am.
He's the engineering mind.
You get a goal and you just do it. So
the tech mind, the engineering mind, the fix. You're a fixer.
I'm an implementer.
Yep.
I'm an implementer.
Yep. Yeah,
I like to build things and make things happen.
It really has helped me take massive steps that I would not have taken on my own. Mm-hmm. I would have been too afraid. There's something, too, about having the support of someone who gets it. And just knowing that that person is there, that you're... I've said this to him before, that it's like, now we're facing everything together. And mm-hmm. that's a different kind of energy.
Yeah.
We may not be multimillionaires, but there's something to know that there's somebody else that has your back no matter what, and you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And you'll always be okay.
Yeah. So back to the story of how we met. We spent the weekend together, basically.
Yeah.
So we stayed through, so that was Friday.
We talked like
Sunday
that entire night. We almost missed the...
We did. We missed the dinner and
we
the party
the
and everything.
Cocktail party. We're like, by the time we got upstairs, it was over.
Yeah. Well, so we're sitting in. This is going to sound weird. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But I had to go back to my room while we were talking. I don't know. I had to get something. My
well, first
bag,
you helped me bring
something.
The stuff back to my room from the that I needed to pack up.
From, right from
the
your
first
booth.
Day.
From your booth. Yep.
And then, it was the keto brick. So shout out
she had never,
to Rob.
You had never had a keto brick? Is that
I had
what it
never
was?
Had a keto brick. So shout out to Rob.
I forgot about
and Crystal and the Keto Brick fam.
You guys brought us together.
Another one we can thank. So yeah, I had never tried the Keto Brick, and he was like, I have a bunch of them. You want to try it?
Let's go try some Keto Brick.
That's how he got me to this hotel room, y'all. And the best part, though, okay, so we're sitting down, we got so deep into business.
We're sitting across the room.
Yep.
You're in two different couches or whatever, and you were in a chair or something. We're like across from just like I don't even know what we were talking. We were into
vibing
it.
On something. We were talking about business. You were telling me about the evolution of your business from running your gym and going online and all the things you've done. And I was sharing about all my certifications.
Oh, that's right. All your certifications.
And he was
she has more certifications and training. And ones that you've signed up and paid for it and still haven't done it yet.
I signed up for precision nutrition like 2 years ago. And he just signed up and did it in a few weeks, like a month ago.
Done. So we're talking. It's nighttime. This is before the dinner that we missed.
There was like a rooftop party thing.
Right, dinner for the whole conference. Which we totally missed. We were talking for hours.
We were talking for so long. And then
Judith comes in because he had left her bag.
She was like, she was interrupting something.
So hilarious. Love you, Judith.
We love you, Judith. Oh, that was hilarious.
But so we spent that night hanging out.
So wait, how did I know that it was really turning into something? Do you know the moment that I knew it was becoming something? Because you made a joke about it.
I probably do, but I don't.
Okay, because... let me just mention, when we spoke at my booth,
yes,
he said he had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We're going there, huh? It's all coming out.
this is the whole story.
Kind of seeing someone.
And I had met someone online that I had not yet met in person, but I was heavily conversing with someone at home. So we both had someone at home that could have been going somewhere.
Right.
And all right. So when he mentioned that he had a girlfriend, I was like, okay, cool. Business.
Right. I was trying very hard to say, look, this is where I'm at. I'm not here. And in my head, I'm like, I didn't come to Vegas to meet somebody.
Right.
I came here to network and grow my business.
And really, it felt like networking. At the beginning, it was all about, oh, this is a person who could be a friend. And potentially a colleague. Like, there were so many things we could do together in business. So we were on that vein. And then we were like, oh, we should go check out the cocktail party. So we were getting ready to go upstairs. Neither of us had dinner. So we were like, okay, well.
10 o'clock at this time?
We'll see if they have anything to eat up there. If not, we'll go find somewhere to have dinner. And shout out to another friend, Goody Beats.
Goody.
Logan Delgado, who was hosting a group at VIP at one of the nightclubs later that night. So our plan was
that night. Yeah. Okay.
Go check out the cocktail party, whatever's left of it.
If there was anything to eat there, maybe get something to eat.
Figure out somewhere to eat, and then we'll meet up with the crew to go party. So he is getting dressed because I must have already gotten dressed.
I remember this. Oh my God.
He's getting dressed and he asks me which shoes he should wear.
Yeah. She's in there and I was like, I'm just going to change real quick. I changed real quick and then asked her what shoes I should wear with my outfit.
And then do you remember what you said after that?
No.
You're like, are we in a relationship now? I just asked you what shoes I should wear.
Yeah, so that was kind of a weird.
That was the first little hint that it was
breaking the seal. Like, wait, there's something going on here. It's all your fault, you Medusa. You seduced me.
This was my feminine wiles.
You seduced me. Mojo. So we went out. We went to dinner. Then we went to party afterwards, and then we left.
No, we did not go party that night.
That wasn't the night we. I thought that was when did we go to the VIP thing?
That was the following night because. Oh. The plan was we were going to go.
Oh, that's right. We gambled after we ate.
Right. We still were not like, this was still, we were thinking friendship, business, whatever. We were like, let's go grab a bite at the hotel, the same hotel where the party.
Then she molested me at the restaurant. That's when it went from networking business too. Wait a second.
No, I just looked at him a certain way and then it happened. Okay. We go to this restaurant. We're having dinner where he told me his whole history. Like, he put all the cards on the table.
Right.
I got to give you credit for that. He put all the cards on the table. Basically, like, laid out his dirty laundry. Like, here you go. This is who I am. I'm not putting on a mask. I'm not trying to be, you know, trying to impress you or anything like that. Like, you know, I have four grown kids. You know, I've been divorced.
Yeah.
Like, all of this. I'm going to check on the live. Oh, wait, no. Thank you. Watch. Somebody's trying to call me.
As long as the live stays open, we're good.
Okay, we're good.
Hi, live. Wait, what's going on? Wait. Okay, it's back. It's flashing.
It's flashing. Let me go check the live.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Her phone is flashing. It's kind of weird. How many people are on my live right now? Like one? You want to cancel it and go back in, or how do you just do that? Yeah. All right, we're stalled right now on the podcast. Anywho, while she's doing that with her live, trying to figure that out, what can I talk about? We had dinner. After dinner, you know, you get up, you go to the bathroom before we walk out to leave. We were going to go gamble. We did some blackjack, which is my favorite, my gambling game of choice. On her way back from the bathroom, I was standing in the hallway waiting for her, and she just walked up and planted one on my face.
It was such a moment that
I don't even know what happened. Like, it came out of nowhere.
I don't think I did, actually. I think I walked out of the bathroom. He was standing like,
guys, let me, I'm going to totally interrupt you. All right, guys, I'm saying she kissed me, but here's what happened. Okay. She brainwashed me. She hypnotized me by the way she walked down the hall towards me into somehow, I don't know what came over me. I was grabbing her waist.
He grabbed me. It was the most.
And all of a sudden we were kissing. I don't know what happened.
I melted.
Yeah. Like, she mind control. It was mind control. She mind controlled me into kissing her.
Hashtag BDE. That's all I have to say. It was a moment of, like, I walked out of the bathroom, I saw him, the lighting, the everything, and I just sauntered over to him.
Sauntered? No, you sauntered. Like, slithered. You, like, glided. I don't know what it was.
And he, the energy.
It was fun. That was it. That was it.
The energy was, that was it.
We'll just say that on our way to the airport at the end of the weekend, the Uber driver, was it Uber?
The Uber driver asked which airline.
And we both said different airlines.
And then he said different airlines? And we said,
yep.
For now.
For now. And he said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He ain't no dummy.
So the writing was on the wall from then.
Yes.
At the end of that weekend, we were like, well, we know what we got to do. We're going home to break it off with.
Yeah, that was the first. That was the first thing. Like, hey, these other things ain't happening because this is there's something here, and then we just kind of went all in, right? I mean,
well, okay, this is really honestly another thing I have to brag on this man, that made all the difference for me. When we got home, we talked on the phone a lot. He was all about the video calls. I was not, but I did it for him, and it was nice because I got to look at his face and him shirtless, which, by the way, you're welcome. This is me.
She told me to do this. This is not me, guys. You know that.
Those of you on the podcast can't see him right now. I know, and I'm about to get half naked too because I'm wearing more clothes than I normally am, and he's wearing less clothes than he normally is.
Yeah. And if we have the air conditioning on, then it's too loud for us to do this. So
yes,
it's
so
yeah.
We're sweltering a bit, but it's also the energy between us, I think.
The energy.
What I wanted to say was when we got home, the intentionality with which this man operated in our relationship, it was honestly unlike anything I'd experienced before dating. He would make plans as if we lived. Y'all, we lived in two different states, for those of you who didn't know. he was here in Maryland. I was in Georgia at the time. And he would be like, I want to see you. What are you doing this weekend? And I'm like, this was Halloween weekend. So the plan was, oh, right, when we got home, first of all, this is how intentional he was. He was like, here's the rest of the year and the keto events that I'm planning to attend. Do you want to attend any of these with me? And so this shout out to Judy again, Keto for the Soul was hosting their first
Friendsgiving
in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee? Yeah, Memphis, right?
Yeah.
And this was my first time in Memphis. Was that your first time in Memphis?
It was my first time in Memphis. Yep.
So that was about a month later, mid-November. And that was our plan was that would be the next time we would see each other in person. We would just keep up on the phone.
Right. Every couple months we'd have an event that we'd do the event together, but keep up on the phone in between. Yeah.
And then it was like the week before Halloween. And he was like, I need to see you. What are you doing this weekend? I was like, I don't have any plans. He's like, fly up here to see me. And I was like, what? Like, this whole thing was so weird.
I just met you. I'm not flying up to see you.
I was like, well,
let me
look into flights and pricing. And overnight, this man Cash Apped me. I have never had a man send me money on Cash App before. Or really ever. I've never had a man just send me money. I got a notification the next morning that I had been sent money on Cash App. He's like, book the ticket. And I was like, okay, well, let's see. How long should I stay? You know, and what did I end up? I was like, what if I just got a one way and we figure it out later? And he was like, done, do it.
Yeah, whatever.
So I got a one way flight up here to stay with him. I stayed with him for 2 weeks and then we changed my flights and we flew from here to Nashville together.
Right. To Memphis.
Memphis. So a little bit weird. Our dating was living together.
And traveling together. I mean, it's been a year. How many trips have we taken together?
Oh my gosh. I've lost count now.
Okay, well, okay. So we're going to figure this out.
Let's do a little recap of the year.
Okay, so this is another reason. Because I don't know if all of these things would have happened by myself.
I know they wouldn't because as far as the trips go, right?
I feel like part of the motivation for wanting to do all of these things, obviously for the business, but doing it with somebody is way more fun.
Yeah.
Way more rewarding.
And when we were not living together and we weren't in the same state, it made a lot of sense. It was like, well, let's just plan on doing that. Right. And that's another opportunity to be together.
So we met at Vegas. We did Friendsgiving.
Yep.
What was after that?
After that, you visited me in Georgia.
I visited you. Then we did Atlantic City for the show.
Oh, we went to WBFF Atlantic City last year, which is where I'm competing in the next seven weeks. So we did Atlantic City.
And that was the end of the year.
That was the end of the year. And by the end of the year, he was like, you're moving up here.
So that was December of 2021. And then in January, you moved
up? Right after New Year's, I moved up.
She moved up. So.
Well, that was the soft move.
We
did not move my furniture yet.
Right.
We were not 3 months in and I cleaned out my storage unit.
But you were here from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August is when you moved all this stuff? Is that when it
No, September. We oh, just September. Moved my Wait, stuff like a yeah. few weeks ago.
Okay.
So. Now, we were living in a different apartment. He was living in a different apartment then. So I basically just drove up with my clothes.
Whatever you could fit in your car.
Whatever I could fit in my car. And it was a very, we could talk about what that was like. It was a very awkward.
That took some getting used to.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been levels. And I think part of this story is how we got together and all that kind of stuff. But I also want you guys to kind of get a feel for what it takes to handle change in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Is all of this stuff happened fast.
Yep.
And if we didn't feel between the two of us that we were safe to express ourselves.
That's the word, exactly.
And that we were open and willing to communicate.
Non-judgmental. Yeah.
How we're feeling, what our expectations are, where we're at with things. Because there have been a couple tough conversations.
Oh, yeah. More than a couple.
Yeah. And honestly, it's crazy because once those things are over, like if you were to ask me what those tough conversations were, I'd be like,
I can't remember all of them.
I know there were some times where we were not happy with each other, but I can't exactly remember what they were. But I remember, and I definitely have much more connection to the times where we talk and work through stuff.
Yep.
And have the awareness and encourage and support and all those other things.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, I know there have been some tough conversations, but there haven't been many because I think we've avoided them by
communicating
beforehand.
Yes.
Before
it ever
happens.
Has to become something. Yeah.
So that's really the moral of this whole thing, is there's been a lot of change. Changes from the aspect of just number one, I don't know if you guys know all of my story, but, you know, I met her about 2 years after my last divorce. Okay. So, there's still a lot of things that I was dealing with and deal with now from that last relationship. And so there's a lot of things I'm dealing, that I've had to go through of allowing myself to connect with somebody and open myself up.
Oh yeah.
Right. There's been a lot of things. We've had some discussions there. I spent the last 2 years learning how to be a bachelor again and loving every second.
Oh my gosh. And by the way, this man shared a lot of the stories of his bachelor days with me. I remember some conversations early on where he was like, why am I telling you all this? I don't think I should be telling you this.
Yeah.
And
a little too open.
It was, but that just speaks to how comfortable we were with each other. It was like, we really felt from the beginning that we could share anything with each other and there would be no judgment on the other side of that.
Yeah. And there are times where we have conversations where I'm like, it's like the question, how is she going to respond to this? And I'll be honest with you guys, there have been many, many times where I would be used to or expecting a response that was not what she gave in a good way. Where their response would be resistance, anger, resentment, lashing out, something like that. And instead, it has been open, insightful, aware, introspective, and vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's really a blessing to be able to be with somebody that I don't have to have my guard up all the time.
That's the best way to describe what we have.
So we talked about it last night. I was saying, there's a lot of ways to describe a relationship. And I think the way that I describe how I feel around you is unfettered. I don't feel like I have to, like I'm chained to any one way of being or one way of doing things or having to guard what I'm saying. I can be an absolute goof. I've never been in a relationship, and I don't know if any of you guys can relate to this, and I hope at some point you get into a relationship where you can, is where you can literally say anything that pops into your head and it doesn't matter. Because I say some random ass shit and she just looks at me and either laughs with me, which is freaking amazing to have someone who can be on have my sense of humor and get it. Or she just looks at me and goes, you're a fucking idiot.
I can't deal with you right now.
But it's without judgment. It's just all in.
It's just in fun, for
so
sure.
So it's really nice to be.
And
to
I've
be in that.
Said things around him where he makes him go, what the fuck?
Yep.
He's like, how am I with a woman that will say things like
right?
that?
Yeah. There's aspects.
I can be very irreverent, folks.
She's very.
When I'm in spaces where I feel comfortable.
She's not, I don't know if irreverent is the right word. Maybe ghetto?
Okay, first of all, I have a black card that is blacker than his.
Okay, yes. Seriously, y'all. She's got a little more
I got
more than
street
I got.
Cred.
She's got more than I got. By far. We won't get into that background. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I've never dated a woman as black as her. Let's put it that way. For being a Greek Italian.
Shout out to my sorors, Delta Sigma Theta in the house.
Right?
They know.
Okay, so that's how we met. Let's talk about the changes. What's changed in your life in the last year?
Oh my gosh. Where do I even begin? Okay, so kind of riffing off of what you just shared, for me, because for him, it was more of a, it was difficult for him. And he's still working through the emotional aspects of healing from a broken marriage, right? For me, it was disordered eating. It was sharing with him early on about my eating disorder and about where I was in recovery, because the year prior to us meeting was all about my recovery, mentally, emotionally, physically. And I did not think, I always thought I would need to have my business booming and thriving first before I could find a relationship. Because I had a real sense that my partner in life would be a partner in business. It was a dream of mine that I would be in the same line of business, have the same passion, be able to share that with my partner, and that we would do business together. And I always thought I needed to be on the other side of success before I could meet that person. And I was certainly not there when we met. Matter of fact,
well, we both have a story to talk about how unsuccessful and
oh my god,
business failure.
Matter of fact, I was about to say, I don't know if I might have let all of, I might have had all of my paying clients go at the time.
I don't think you didn't have anybody.
I'm trying to think if I even had, I might have had two or three maybe at that time. Or they may have all lapsed.
All I remember is that you had keto gains.
It might have only been keto gains at the time. So yeah, that's interesting. I think that's all I was doing in business. And I was very scared to really make any moves in business. And it was really because I was coming out of this very fragile state emotionally. I was coming out of depression and disordered eating. Deep disorder. I was deep in a bulimia relapse in 2020. And so all of 2021 was recovery. And so I couldn't think about a relationship. Little did I know that it was meant to happen this way, that the relationship was meant to come in to help me continue to heal and help my healing process, to be able to confide in someone else. I was so afraid of judgment. I think that's really what was holding me back in business as well. And so to be able to share, I remember the early part of our relationship, I felt so fragile. And I said to him many times, you are a coach at heart. Like, you can't not be in your coach. Like, you are a coach 24/7.
It's not always good, by the way.
It's not always good. And I mean, even we would go to the gym, we were going to the gym together a lot. I was in my off season and in a building phase, and I'm still trying to really embrace. Well, no, I think when we met, it started working with a naturopath. So I'd cleaned up my diet. I'd gotten into a better place. And so I was actually in a cut, although I wasn't like specifically trying to get on stage again or anything. But I was more in a healing my relationship with myself and my body and food, while also re-embracing the keto lifestyle, because I had tried to do the all things in moderation, the traditional paradigm of disordered eating recovery, and it truly failed me. So I was in this super fragile state, and it felt like a time where my man was also my coach in many ways. And it was difficult to receive a lot of the feedback that he was giving me.
And we both had to find a balance between me wanting to help.
Yes.
Being overbearing with it, but then also, you know, learning how to approach that and identify when she was open to the assistance.
Yes.
Because she wouldn't always ask for it.
Right.
But there were definitely times where she needed it, and I had to kind of really balance and learn her language a little bit and try to read her better. But then there were times where you had to work on asking for it and receiving it when it came.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was really hard. But also there were some beautiful times where I could just cry and he would just hold me, and that's all that needed to happen. Mm-hmm. And feeling safe, the words you used are the perfect words, because that is the only way you can heal from things like that, from anything really, is the safety.
Yeah.
Feeling safe, feeling supported, not judged. And I believe all of that was was necessary to get to move me forward and move me out of that stage. Mm-hmm. And the fact that even at the time he was like, look, come move up here. Don't worry about it. I got it. Like that I didn't have to worry about how I was going to pay the bills without having clients and build the business and still finish healing and just all of that at once. It just took that extra stress off my back. And there was still pressure there, you know, still feeling like, well, I just don't want to be draining. I don't want to drain like all of his resources financially and emotionally and all of that. So yeah, it's interesting when I think back to it, because thinking back to it, it feels like, man, that was really hard. But at the time it felt so easy. And that was the way you described it.
It's the easiest relationship that I've ever been in.
Ever. Absolutely.
It's weird. It's not easy.
No.
And I tell her every day, it's still weird as fuck. Like, I still wake up in the morning, I'm like, what the hell happened?
What is going on? How are you here?
Like, what is going on? But it's, I can't imagine it any other way.
I mean, I didn't think twice about picking up and moving, and I didn't tell anyone I was moving either.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't until I went back for my birthday in February to visit the family and got together with friends, and mm-hmm. it was like, by the way, I moved a month ago.
Yeah.
And then slowly over time, I let people know that I had actually moved.
For me, I think the last year has been a lot of things. It's been a lot of things. If I think back to where I was a year ago, I've always been a dreamer. I've always been a guy with vision and ideas and wanting to do things. And I was at the point about a year ago where it's like, okay, if this stuff is going to happen, these are the things I need to be able to do in order to move forward. I've got all these ideas. I don't know how to make them all happen, but I've got this year, this coming year has to be a jump. I don't think I would have been able to do that on my own, because it's so hard to describe the impact that having someone in your life who allows you to dream can have on your ability to take action. Because if you think it's possible, if you don't have somebody in your life who's always pointing out the negatives.
Yes.
And what about this? What if that happens? What about this? What is that going to do for you? Right? We talk
about your growth ideas
mindset
are stupid.
Versus fixed mindset. Mm-hmm. If you have someone in your life who is of a growth mindset, they're going to, even if they think your idea is bad, instead of pointing out how bad it is and why, the communication is, what if you did it this way? What if we looked at it this perspective? What if you approached it this way? You know, there's a different way of approaching the conversation as opposed to, that's stupid, that's dumb, it doesn't make sense, that's not going to work.
It'll never work.
What are you going to get out of it right now?
Right.
Things like that. It's always an immediate response. There's no vision for the long term. It's always it's just the negative lifestyle.
Energy.
Mindset, energy,
everything. You can't thrive in that energy.
So being with somebody who I can come to with an idea and don't have to worry. Number one, I don't have to be afraid of having the idea.
That it would be shot down.
Then I can bring it to her and say, what do you think about this? And she can say, yeah, that's a great idea. And then maybe it fits in here, or maybe we hold on to that idea and put it in our back pocket, but it's not an immediate, just, I don't understand. And okay. Being with somebody who has the life experience and the ability to see your potential and not use their own fears and limitations to hold you down. Guys, you don't know how powerful that is. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you're afraid of your own growth and your own potential and your own abilities, do not let that affect the person you're with. Deal with that shit on your own. Do not project it on other people. Okay? If you want your relationship to thrive, you have to let and nurture the other person in the relationship. So being with somebody who is on the same wavelength about everything. I mean, you guys have heard us on the podcast, right? There's something like we're always, every guys, you don't understand.
every conversation.
Every freaking day we have a conversation about something, and I will be at a point in the conversation and just look at each other and know we're thinking the exact same thing, or I'll say something at the same time. She says something, or
one of us says what the other person
like,
has
I was
in
just
going
to say that. Like, every freaking day.
We started this podcast because we do this at home all the time. It's just constant exchange of concepts, ideas, and expansion. And we had to capture that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to speak on that piece about not letting your own fears and limitations, not projecting that onto your partner. Because what that requires is enough awareness of yourself and connection to yourself that you recognize when you're getting ready to do that. This man, like I said, speed of implementation. He gets up in the morning. He already had a million ideas that kept him from sleeping. He has new ones cropping up all the time, and he is off to the races the moment his feet hit the floor. Many times before that, like laying in bed, already writing, already speaking into his phone, whatever ideas. He is gone. Like, and I'm a riser who takes time in the morning to center myself and wake up and just allow, like, it's a different kind of energy. It's 2 hours later, I will take action on something or move forward on something or jump into work. But I need that 2 hours in the beginning of my day to connect with myself, to let go of whatever stresses might be on my mind. And it's a whole different process. And I noticed, and I still have this come up from time to time, but this was a huge lesson I learned about myself in watching him operate. For one, it inspires me. It inspires me to want to do more, be more, put more out in the world, live up to my potential because I see him doing it every day. And for two, it could create a lot of pressure for me. It could make me feel.
You've dealt with that.
And I've dealt with it many times. It still crops up. If I don't, and this is part of why I need that time in my morning, I understand myself enough to know that way before I met him, I had this stress and overwhelm hanging over me the moment I woke up because I always felt like I was behind the eight ball, and it was just constant self-judgment that then kept me from action. So when I'm around his energy, I can either utilize that to propel me toward greatness, to action, or I can allow that to create pressure and stress and overwhelm for myself that will then lead to inaction. And we all have this within us with everything. Everything is either going to be helpful and beneficial for us, or it can be harmful to us. We have to check and connect with how we're receiving and what messages we are telling ourselves about the things in our lives.
Right.
And so if this is where I say, if you are not happy in your relationship, in your career, this is our podcast. We always get real, right? It is you. It is you. And we sometimes shy away from topics relating to the big things, right? Like marriage and raising kids and career, because there, and we had this conversation the other day, these are things that you can easily feel you are limited or are impossible to change.
It's a limiting belief. And you guys, We have a saying that the two of us say frequently to each other, and that is everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Because no matter what topic we're talking about, whether it's health, fitness, mindset, relationships, religion, politics, work, finances, fitness, anything, okay? Yep. The concepts behind what it takes to be successful never changes.
Yep.
And one of the overriding things that when it comes to success is that avoiding challenges only creates more challenges. If you avoid conflict, you are going to create more conflict. So if, like you said, if your marriage is not good, if your job is not good, if your relationship with your kids is not good, if your relationship with your friends is not good, you don't have good finances, anything, it's because there is something within yourself that you are avoiding confronting and changing. It's not anybody else's fault.
100%. And look, we have both had failed careers, failed marriages, failed businesses. Well, I didn't have a failed marriage, but it was a failed relationship
too.
That was leading to marriage, or I thought was leading to marriage. So failed relationship, failed businesses, previous prior careers. We've been through what I call, you know, when God slaps you in the face or when you're pushed out of the nest, because God knows that there is something greater for you and that you are capable of more and that you're not living up to your potential or your purpose or your mission in this life. You're not being who you were created to be, and you're too afraid to make the change for yourself. So if you're looking around and you're looking at a lot of failure, I'm using air quotes, in your life, there is something that you were avoiding, and you know it. Deep down inside, you know you were unfulfilled, you were unhappy. Maybe you were blaming it on everything else around you, and so everything else had to be taken from you for you to start going inward. We've both been there. Or maybe you weren't blaming it on everything else, but you weren't doing what you needed to do. You weren't moving on from those things that were holding you back. I had both happen to me in my career. I had it where I stayed in a job with a company for too long. And every time I had a window to leave, I considered it and I didn't do it and I stayed. They threw me a little bit more money. They threw me another promotion and I stuck around way longer than I should have, about 3 years longer. I was burned out and I kept kind of having these little mini resurgences and then burning out again. And then my biggest regret really was taking another position after that, after I opened my LLC, after I already started my business. And I was fired up about it and ready to step into this new life. I was headed toward my pro card. I hadn't gotten it yet. And I jumped right back into my old career and took another position and thought it would be different. And within the first 3 months, I would say, I knew it was not right.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right. And I kept forcing it. And I wasn't doing my best work for them. And I felt that in my spirit, and it just pulled me down in everything. And my energy was low. And I remember telling my friends, it was my birthday in 2020, right before I was essentially asked for my resignation. And it was days before that. And I remember I couldn't get out of bed and go into the office. I was like, what is going on with me? It is not, I had adrenal fatigue. We can debate on another episode whether that's a real thing or not. But I'd experienced that before and I was like, I'm not there. Like, why am I having such an aversion to going to the office?
Right.
And then it was only a few days later that I was asked for my resignation. And it was like, you know what? I hate that it had to come to that.
Right.
Because I wasn't being true to myself. Mm-hmm. And I could have walked away with dignity. And then that was only another impetus that led into the depression later that year.
Yeah.
Because it's a different kind of thing when you have to be forced into it. So people, don't let life force you into it.
Yeah.
Take the step, take the risk, because it's worth it a million times over.
Yeah. I think we're a little bit lucky in the timing of when we met was when we were both transitioning from going downhill to going uphill.
We were, you know, right? What? That
so
was
we were
another
both
thing.
Making a transition into into that new us, that new individual person.
And yeah, we've been able to, coming out of
yeah, we've been able darkness. To kind of merge that transition, that metamorphosis into this relationship and a new metamorphosis on top of that.
And I
and
also
support each
think
other in the growth.
We, yeah, I think that that's another thing that connected us.
Right.
Because we've both been through some serious shit in the 2 years prior
right.
to meeting. And it was like, we clicked on that too. It was like, what? You get it? You understand?
Yeah, I know like, what it likes to think life sucks every freaking day. And, you know, you guys, she talks about the challenges she's had with binge eating and things like that. And just so you guys know, during the 2 years of me losing my marriage, losing my business, being unemployed, not having a job, 300 resumes that we talked about. I don't know if we talked
yeah.
about that, right?
You
I put out 300 resumes between the end of 2019 and the end of 2000 and or middle of 2021. So almost a year and a half, put out 300 resumes and could not get a job, right? Obviously COVID through that time and a bunch of other stuff, but it was just like, what the fuck am I going to do? You know, ended up having to take out a loan, small business loan just to pay bills. Like there a lot of stuff, not
and this
good.
This is after closing your
this
gym.
This is after closing, selling
losing
my gym.
Losing your gym, yeah.
Right? Getting a divorce, like all this stuff happening. So not in a good place. Not in a good place at all. And coming out of that.
I'm getting naked.
There it is. There it is. I told you guys, it's hot in here.
It's hot.
I'm not like this just
He's
because. I mean, she told me to be like this. But
so take off
it's awesome.
All your clothes.
I take anything else off. This is not a podcast anymore. This is OnlyFans from that point on. Yeah. But anywho, I forget where I was going now. She took her shirt off and I don't know what to do now. What the hell was I saying?
You were in the middle of the story of us coming out of the darkness.
Coming out of the darkness, coming into the light.
You putting out all the resumes.
Oh, putting out the, yeah. So just going through that stuff. And I really forget exactly where I was. She totally threw me off.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm good with it.
Maybe.
I'm good with it. But no, both of us having gone through that, definitely made a difference in our ability to connect on things. Yeah. So I think one of the cool things, and we said it a short while ago, is all the things that have happened this year, I don't think would have happened.
No way.
So when we talk about what has happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If we look at the last 2 years of my life, okay, sold the gym, got a divorce, lost my jobs, or wasn't able to find a job, started an online business, ended up having that. So I don't know if you guys know the evolution of my online business. I started my online business when I sold my gym in 2019. So the end of 2019 to the beginning of 2020 is when I started doing online fitness training, started the app that I have, doing all that kind of stuff. Built that up to where in May of 2020, I had hundreds of people subscribe to my app. I was making enough money to pay my bills and things were going great. Sorry, not May, March. Guess what happened in March of 2020? We all know what happened in March of 2020, right? Lockdowns, COVID, all the crap. And I lost 85% of my clients. 85% of my business.
Damn.
Gone. So from September 2019 to March of 2020, I had built up what I was on track to be a great freaking thing. Like I'm looking at my projections for the year. I'm like, this is fantastic. This is awesome. I can live here. I don't have to worry about getting a job. I've got the money coming in. This is fantastic. And then COVID, and then done. So COVID literally killed my first run at doing what I'm doing now. And then it took to 2022 pretty much to really have it start kicking in. It was after you. I mean, it's really weird to think about it that way, but it was. It was me, if I had not have gone to Keto Vegas and had not met you, there's a good chance that I would not have gone to any of the other conferences that we went to this year.
Wow. And you spoke on what, 7 stages?
6 or 7 stages this year. I would not have written the book.
I know that because I remember that whole process.
Right. There's a lot of things that if you were not there, if I didn't have you as a, not even a motivator, but just knowing that the support was there and knowing that what I was doing was okay, that it was okay to put this time and effort. Because here's the thing, guys, without getting into too much detail, one of the struggles I had in my last relationship was a difference in vision. Okay. I wanted to build a business, and I understood and I knew that building a business, being a growth-minded person, building a business was going to take time. I knew that, right? I understand it's going to take 3 to 5 years for this thing that you guys are listening to right now to be big enough to pay my bills. It's not there now by any means.
You have to play the plan.
Right? But it takes time. If you listen to Gary Vee, he says a minimum of 2 to 3 years. If you're consistently putting out content and helping people with your information for free for 2 to 3 years and expect something to happen business-wise before then you're wrong. Like, it's going to take 2 to 3 years before you actually take off.
Yeah.
So I'm technically not even 2 years in. And this is the crazy thing. You know, where I see myself, my YouTube channel, my Instagram, the book, all these different things that have happened this year, I am far beyond. Guys, you don't understand the power of having somebody in your life that believes in you. I have done more in the last year for my business, for my own self-development, and which, here's the thing, that's not even about me. That means I've been able to work with and help more people.
Absolutely.
This year, I have been able to impact more lives because of this woman than I ever would have before, because I would have been, I don't even know if self-limiting is the word, but not being able to even see my own potential. There it is right there. We talk about belief enables the possible. Mm-hmm. How many times have we had the imposter syndrome conversation?
Oh my gosh, both of us.
Right? How many times have I come to you and said, I'm about to post something and I don't really know what the fuck I'm going to, like, what? And she's like, do it. Because she knows that I've done my research. She knows that I have the knowledge and the experience. And there's just that self-doubt is human. It happens. Yep. But having the seed, the belief that she has in her eyes for what I can do helps put that belief in me for what I can do myself.
And vice versa.
And that's where crazy shit happens, guys. That's where crazy shit happens.
So, okay, let's run down the list for you this year, right?
Okay.
Keto Salt Lake, you spoke on stage.
Keto Salt Lake, the cruise.
The cruise was before the book, right?
Yep.
Yep. So, then the low book. Carb cruise, he spoke.
No, the cruise was after the book, because I brought some books to the cruise.
Ah, that's right. You published the book.
And then we did the cruise.
And then the cruise.
Yep.
And then he got me my first in-person speaking gig on the cruise.
Yep.
That was incredible experience. Then
KetoCon.
You spoke at KetoCon.
I feel like, Keto Salt Lake. We already said that.
Yep. Keto Salt Lake, the cruise, KetoCon. What are we forgetting?
I don't know. I feel like we're forgetting something else. There was also 20 plus podcast interviews this year.
Oh my gosh, this man is going crazy on the podcast and the YouTube.
Right, because I'm trying to get out there, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is one of the things, guys, that you understanding the power of just asking. So there was a couple months ago, I just put a template together and I just basically went on Google and said, what are all the podcasts I can possibly think of to get on? And literally found all the contacts for all the different podcasts and just sent them a thing saying, hey, this is me. I'd like to come on your show. And it's been freaking awesome. Get to meet new people, get to get on new stuff. And it's kind of cool.
I've definitely done a lot more of that than I ever have before. Mm-hmm. Before this year, I think I did one podcast in like 2020.
Yeah.
And for me, it was a very different road on my business.
Well, for you, your business has taken off. Okay, guys, I don't know if you all know, this woman works her ass off building and developing. You guys know she's woo-woo. You guys know she's all into the mindset stuff. But here's one thing that really that makes her good at is building relationships with your clients.
Oh, yeah. It's like, all about that.
If any of you listen to us, you know that we care about people and we care about our clients and the people that we work with immensely.
Oh, yeah.
But the connection that she's able to make with people And the effort that she goes through to make sure she's communicating and listening and understanding what her people need.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could emulate that, even though I try. Like, she inspires me to do more. Okay, I'm a logical person. I'm a technical person. I'm a technology person. If it were up to me, all my business would completely run itself all through automation and apps and everything else, right? But I know that that's not what people need.
Right.
People need the connection. People need to know that they're actually talking to and listen, and being listened to by me.
By a real
And that I'm
person.
Understanding and yeah. trying to help them specifically. So she helps remind me of that sometimes. Whenever I get off into the, well, I can just write this. I can just do this. And mass, you know, she's like, no, you got to talk to people.
Connect with people. Yes.
So the amount of effort she does that. And you see that difference between us in our coaching, in our businesses. She's built a...
My business I can't is even imagine, deep, yours is wide. That's
yeah,
the
I can't
the
even imagine. She does
it.
More one-on-one coaching. You have more one-on-one clients than I know. I don't know if I could manage that. And that's a difference in our mindset too. Like, I'm much more think on the broad scale of, okay, how can I affect all these people?
He's
and you're
more
like,
of
I
an,
want to just, you know.
Yeah.
Just
you're more of like
people.
An educator.
Yeah.
And yeah, for me, it's all about lifestyle. I'm more of a lifestyle influencer who works one-on-one with people, right? Like, and that's the way I always was in business too. For those that don't know, I worked in nonprofit management for 15 years before I got into this. And I always hated the cocktail parties. I hated to do the hobnobbing and the very shallow conversation.
Yeah.
For me, I want to sit down one-on-one, two-on-one, three-on-one, and have deep conversations.
Meaningful conversation.
Yes. Really get to know the people. And that's the way it was, like, on the cruise, on that dinner.
Oh, I love the cruise. That was awesome.
And that's another thing.
Yeah. If you, just side note, if you have not signed up for the low-carb cruise, go to lowcarbcruise.com.
We will both be there
We will go there. We're speaking. There's like 300 people signed up now, which is more than last year.
So exciting.
We're shooting
for
500. So sign up. Get on the cruise.
May 2023?
June, I believe.
Or June.
No. Yeah, June. I think it's June. Out of Galveston.
We have to double check the dates.
I think it's June.
Yes. We would love to have you there. And something came out of that, too. Our first
couples retreat.
Couples coaching clients.
Coaching clients, yep.
And that was through developing deep relationships, sitting with the same people every night at dinner. So I was going to say, so back in 2020 for me, my business was, my business was a hobby for many years while I was working. And it was just like getting certifications, mainly for my own education, and then helping some people here and there, launching some things here and there. I'd launch a group program or a challenge, and then that would be it. And then crickets, and then I never built my email list, and I never did any of the funnels or all the online fancy stuff. I had a Facebook group. I would let it lapse. So it was really treating it like a hobby. And then I formed the LLC in 2019, and then 2020, when it was like the rug was pulled out, I no longer had my full-time job, and I was a pro. At that point, I'd gone pro with the WBFF, and it was my passion, and I was supposed to be competing, and then all the competitions got canceled. And that's when it was like, okay, I started going into that dark place, so I started creating things for people. The very first thing I did was a free thing. It was a 21-day, what did I call it?
Booty blast.
It was more the woo-woo. It was choose yourself challenge.
Ooh, okay.
And it was one thing you could do each day to choose yourself. And like, I was having a hard time getting up and getting out of bed in the morning. So the first thing was like, get up, get out of bed and make your bed. And then it would be like, take a shower. It was like the simplest things. And when I tell you, and I forced myself to do that, and I was writing the emails each day for this 21-day thing, it would be like 11 o'clock at night, and I'd be writing the email for the next day. That's where I was with my own. I was using it for myself. And then I was just like, hey, anybody who wants to join, this is free. Just give me your email. You're going to get an email every day. I started getting responses to those emails that broke my heart. It was like, this is exactly what I needed right now. I wasn't showering. Like, I'm like, I was, talk about connecting with mm-hmm. the pain that other people were going through the same thing I was going through.
Yeah.
And that's where it all started. And from there is where I actually hosted my first ever keto bikini body anything. Nothing had ever been used that title before. And it was the 6-week shred, and it was my first group program, and it was absolutely life-changing working with the 9 women that I worked with.
Oh my God.
And it was the most money I'd ever made in my business because I got my very first paid in full client earlier that year. Shout out to Jeff if he's watching this. He's the one guy that I'm working with now. He just signed up with me again after 2 years. We worked together for a year, and then he took a year off, and now he's back. And he is the one guy I will always hold a spot on my roster for, because he and I met at a salsa congress. First time I ever went, it was another thing of like putting myself out there and taking a risk. And I just went and volunteered to work this salsa congress in Atlanta. I love salsa dancing. And we just chit-chatted and struck a connection. I gave him my card. I had just had my business cards printed up. And it was the most beautiful. It was a life and health coaching, because I'm also a trained life coach, relationship for a year. And it was so beautiful and beneficial for me as well as it was for him.
Sure.
And that's the working with him for a year, and then working with my ladies in that challenge, and then some of them signed up with me as one-on-one clients. And that's where my business really became a business for the first time.
And then once we met,
yep,
you had said you were kind of stalled in that.
I had, right? All of it had dried up pretty yep. much.
And
it
then
was, yeah.
meeting me completely changed everything in your life for the better.
In many ways. But just as he was saying, he saw the potential in me when I was too afraid. I didn't see it. I, you know, who am I to this, that, and the other? When we first met, you're like, what? You have this certification and that certification? You have all this education?
The first night we met, I was telling her she needs to stop getting certifications yeah. and start building a business. Like, that was like within yeah. the first 4 hours of meeting.
I was
like,
one of those people who always chased more education, feeling like I needed more credentials to make me credible.
Right.
And he was like, you have the knowledge and the experience. You need to just put yourself out there. And I mean, any live video you ever see me do is because of him. Like, I'm still not comfortable going live. Like, all of that, it's crazy when you think about it. Like, oh my God, you're a bikini competitor. You go on stage, you do these photo shoots, you do these video shoots. But it's different. Performing for an audience is different than showing up
for a video. It's weird.
Yeah, it's really a very
weird.
Different
yeah, it is weird.
Phenomenon.
It's weird. Well, part of it is because you're seeing yourself.
That's part of it, yes.
It's definitely. Like looking in the mirror. Looking in the mirror yeah. at yourself is not comfortable.
Well,
sometimes.
It's like they say, the people who are comfortable speaking to large audiences are not usually comfortable in smaller groups.
Correct.
Right?
So
I've always been kind of the other way around.
So the transformation of your business over the last year has been fairly dramatic, I would say.
Yep.
Not just in the number of clients that you have, but the things that you're doing and how engaged you are at all the different.
Oh yeah. Well, okay.
So, right?
So I did not have a YouTube channel. I did not have a YouTube channel
yep.
when I met this guy. I did not have a Facebook group. I had let my Facebook group lapse, and I hadn't done that for years. I did not have an active email list that I was doing anything with. I did not have a roster of clients at all. I was kind of hiding with Keto Gains. It was like, I was comfortable there, and, you know, it was like, well, it's bringing in some
revenue. It's bringing
in
something. I'm still coaching. I'm still connected.
Yep. And I felt like, oh, I just need to keep doing this.
It was a safe place. It was a comfort zone.
It really was. I was hiding in my comfort zone.
Which, I'm going to let it out now. It was a comfort zone that in 2 weeks you will no longer be in.
Oh my gosh, this is the first time we're telling anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is my last boot camp as a Keto Gains coach. So after this one, I will completely be independent.
On you. Completely
on
independent.
And I have a beautiful, amazing roster of clients.
Guys, you have no idea how happy I am. Seeing her have to go through, and this is the challenge. We've both been here. The business, job,
Yeah.
Balancing your passion, your energy, and splitting up your time,
yeah.
having to switch back and forth between I'm thinking about this and I have to fit my responses and my interaction and everything into a parameter that's not
right.
my own.
It's not my own, right? And it's not my own protocol either.
And it's not my own protocol or program or anything else. I'm still helping people, but I'm doing it in a way that limits what I really want to do and how I'm passionate about doing it.
Yeah.
And then
he's been pushing
mine,
me.
I've been telling you for like six months. You need to stop doing that. So I'm
yeah.
super glad that you're
yeah.
finally
so
getting
so finally
that.
Doing that. Finally stepping out 100%. He's been pushing me to write my book too. So
she needs to write a book. Y'all need to bug the crap out of her to write a freaking book.
That might be the next thing.
Even if it's just a cookbook, because you got she's
yes.
got
yes. Oh gosh.
God, so many freaking recipes.
I have like this little tiny blog that still doesn't have much on. I keep saying, oh, I'm yeah. going to start doing more content.
And we need to write a book together.
Ooh. You heard it here first, folks.
We need to write a book together, too.
I think we should.
We did. We definitely should.
Okay, so here's another thing. So, all right. So now I have a absolutely amazing Facebook community group. With my ladies. We just finally passed 200 women Woo-hoo. In there. I was like, we're going to get over 200.
But again, numbers don't count because you,
no,
guys, you
don't.
Got some great engagement
oh my gosh.
And conversations and things
just
like that
the relationships,
on.
Yes, exactly. And an amazing group of women that I work with one-on-one, everybody one-on-one. Haven't launched a group program in quite a while. Maybe next year will be the next one of those. What else has happened? Oh my goodness. Oh, spoke on my first stage.
You're
I'm booked again for the cruise. I just did another interview. Done a couple of interviews.
Podcasts and stuff, yep.
I've got another one coming up next week, so going to be doing more of that. I'm guest speaking on his challenge. Oh, the challenge. We didn't even mention the challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's a challenge, yeah.
That's a huge
this
thing
year.
You did this
yeah,
year.
Being able to partner with InBody and have the quarterly challenges and all that kind of stuff, which have been great. There's going to be some changes for next year. We're starting the challenge next year. Some changes are being announced. But one of the things that we were able to introduce this year, again, which would not have happened if I had not been able to have that self-belief to book and schedule and in many cases push myself into some of these speaking engagements and go to some of these events, right? But being able to speak at KetoCon and go to KetoCon and meet Dr. Schindler, being able to go
oh, yeah.
to... Salt Lake and speak and meet Amy Berger and these things, right? So having these opportunities, helping create these connections with people. Now I have a challenge that we're running right now. We're starting week 3 in the challenge. Are you coming on this week or next week?
I was going to ask you that earlier
we had
today,
look at the
actually.
So,
you need to look at the
so
calendar,
now in
but
the
I'm
challenges,
coming to guest
if you're interested, in the challenges now, we have guest speakers, not even speakers, guest experts, who come in. We have weekly calls during the challenges. So now we have Dr. Schindler coming in talking about ancestral eating and how to prepare food and all the importance and where our food came from versus what we have now and the impact of modern life on nutrition and all that kind of stuff. We have Amy Berger coming in, who's like one of the longest term experts on keto and
Brilliant
health and
mind.
Nutrition and all sorts of things. So she's going to come and have a Q&A. We've got you coming on the beginning and on the end to talk about mindset for the 10 weeks, but then
yep.
also mindset afterwards. And how do you continue the process to be successful after the challenge is over? So without these connections, the things that I'm able to offer to people
right.
and the access would never have happened. And it's all because of you.
I'll take full credit for that.
So I hope this is a little bit, this is almost an hour and a half.
Well,
assuming the first part of this works.
I hope
that we can make
that's
sure that
story.
Part gets in.
But okay, then there's a couple other things that have emerged from this, and it's our first couples retreat.
Yep.
In 4 weeks. 4 weeks.
Holy crap! It's only 4 weeks. Wow.
Yeah. Countdown is on.
Countdown is on. 4 weeks away, guys. Couples retreat.
Later
we have
today,
a couple spots open
be,
still. If you want to join.
We're solidifying the itinerary today.
Yep.
That's going to be incredible. Deep, intimate connection with other couples living in a house together for the weekend.
You get to see how we actually live our lives. I will not be walking around shirtless.
Movement, meditation, all kinds of good things. Workshops, cooking together, eating together,
yep.
all that good stuff. And we're hosting a meetup on the East Coast with Dr. Schindler and Sally Norton and
Dr. Hussey and Dr. Schliffer and
at the Modern Stone Age Kitchen, and that is going to be incredible.
I'm going to butcher a pig.
Oh yeah, can't
wait. Eat some tacos.
That's going to be amazing. So we're going to be doing more meetups. We want to do more meetups in 2023. Mm-hmm. We have a little, we even put a little group together locally.
A little meetup group
on,
to kind
of, on meetup.com. Meetup.com,
yeah.
And we did a hike the other week. So for us right now, and something we're going to do, I've got to say this because I think this will be beneficial for the couples or anyone, but particularly for the couples. After our retreat is over, we're staying down in Destin for a couple of extra days. And it is going to be a masterminding 48 hours for the two of us to connect individually and together on our vision and our goals and our plan for the next year. So getting ahead of the next year, visioning where we want to be and where we want that to take us in the next 5 years, and laying out an outline for the year. You know, what is on the horizon? Where does it need to be plugged in time-wise, and how we're going to make it all happen?
Yeah.
And support each other in doing that. What's on first for him? What's on first for me? What are we going to do
together? How we're just going to take all the stuff we're doing and make it one business. We were just do everything together.
I mean, every once in a while.
Yeah. Okay. That the idea does comes up. Like, okay, we both have all this stuff going on. Why don't we just make it one thing?
I think eventually it'll probably end up
like
there.
That would be, I mean, I don't know. You guys tell us what you think about that.
Yeah.
Plant the seed there. So you see if anything grows out of that seed. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. This has hopefully not been rambly, but been insightful into a little bit about
us. A little
us.
Rambly.
Definitely rambly, but also insightful, hopefully.
Hopefully.
A little insight into us, kind of where we're coming from, our experiences.
A window into our world.
A window into our world. Soul. Our mindset about, you know, the changes that we're going through and understanding that change is good. It doesn't always feel good while you're in it. I know the last 2 years before meeting you did not feel good, but I couldn't be where I am without it.
Same.
So,
embrace the discomfort.
Don't avoid
Lean
conflict.
In to it. And if you're not happy, dig deep. Figure out what needs to change with you.
Yep.
Because you cannot change another human being.
Yeah. 100%. Perception is everything. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for being on the live. If you're still watching us on live and you haven't gotten
thanks
off.
Thanks for hanging in all this time. It looks like we have a comment. I'm going to see what
we have a comment? Okay. Well, before we go, let's see what the comments are. Do we have multiple comments? Do I have any comments?
Aw, Christy, you're the best.
You have all the comments. I don't have any comments on my live.
Well, I'm only seeing Christy giving me a lot of love.
Okay. Thanks, Christy.
I love the client love. Let's see if
you
got
more. Whoops. A lot of people joined.
I've got a bunch of people on here. Pre-order some protein.
Rock on. Oh, yeah, guys. If you haven't seen on my social media or Nat social media, Ultimate Ketogenic Fitness Labs, UKF Labs. We are launching a protein powder line that we would love you guys to participate in. We've got to get 500 units ready to go in order to put our first order out.
Trust me, you want this stuff.
Espresso dark chocolate is freaking amazing.
Espresso dark chocolate. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's fantastic. So it's a formulation that I came up with that I tried out and used myself. I love it. We got the flavors and all that kind of stuff worked out. And hopefully if we reach the goal sooner rather than later, we can get product in everybody's house for the new year. That's kind of the goal.
We need to sell 500 units. You can support by pre-ordering. You can also support at a higher level. There are multiple options. Yep. So thank you so much to everyone who's supported already. We're so grateful for you, and we cannot wait to get this into production.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. UKFlabs.com is where you can go to sign up. And I guess we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. Take it easy. See
and
you next time.
And until then, eat, lift, sleep, Repeat.